Holden, at the end of the year, we'll be shutting up shops. There's not enough sales. We tried to, bail the situation out with millions of dollars from the government, try and keep it afloat, but it's just not happening. That's it. General Motors said no more Australian-made Holden cars. Baz, which one, Holden or Ford? Why do you choose which you choose?
Mate, I'm a massive Ford fan, always have been. Hated Holden since I was a little kid because my next-door neighbour loved Holden, so I naturally took the opposite and went for Ford.
Right.
But despite that, I just think it's bloody sad what's happened because you need to, if you love one of them, like I love Ford, but I need something to hate, and if I don't have that, then what have I got?
You got nothing. It is sad, isn't it? It's our whole kind of childhoods there, Holden or Ford.
It was the yin and the yang of the motorsport world growing up.
Yeah. My family was Volkswagen, so I was really out of the loop.
Oh, I don't even think, can we include you in this conversation?
No,
I don't know.
We should just leave now.
Right, are you Holden or Ford, man?
Holden all the way, mate.
So how you feeling today, bud?
Devastated, mate.
Yeah. There's some good memories in those Holdens, mate. Good memories for me and my Fords.
There's a reason God invented Fords.
Oh, here we go.
To keep the idiots out of the Holden.
devastated because it's the end of an era, or have you worked for the company before?
As a kid growing up, my dad was a service manager for a Holden dealership for 23 years, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. So every time a new Holden came out, he'd bring it home and we'd all climb all over it and go for driving it.
Wow, that's good memories there.
I've always owned Holden.
You pick one, you stick to your side, you stay loyal. That's the Australian way.
Mate, I go on the dating sites and the first question I ask them is Ford or Holden?
What if they say Volkswagen?
We can't be friends.
What can you do?
Lee, what about you? What are you, Holden, Ford? What's doing?
Well, I've never actually been either, but I finally bought myself a Holden a couple of years ago. Now I'm kicking myself because it's a brand new Holden. It's going to devalue because he's going to want to buy something that can't get looked after properly.
Oh, well, you can still get spare parts and things, so that will continue on.
Yeah, but it will devalue the price of Holden because they're not here anymore.
Yeah, maybe it'll go up in value because they're rare.
Could do.
Danny, are you a Ford or Holden guy?
Bit of a Holden, and I used to be a bit of a Ford, a bit of a Toyota bloke, but that bloke that rang up looking for someone to hate other than Holden, he's got to hate Toyota because they brought out the Corona.
Oh, there we go.
You know what? My dad had a dalliance with a Corona for a little bit there.
Not a fan there, are you, Danny?
No, I had a Corolla. That was my first car.
Yeah, what now, was it a station wagon?
It was a liftback, like a station wagon.
What colour?
Blue.
Oh, okay.
Okay, mine was canary yellow.
Yeah, the yellow and the orange Corollas.
Oh, the oranges?
Yeah.
Wow. They've made some really odd colour choices for those Corollas.
How do we go from Holden Ford to Corolla? I'm not sure.
It's all in the circle of...
We should stop this chat right now.
Car life, yes. 13, 27, 10, why do you choose the Holden? Triple M, who's this?
It's Ron, how are you?
Good, Ronnie. What are you? Holden, Ford, Corolla, Corona?
Mate, only the best car ever built in the world.
Ford?
Holden. Oh. Yeah, Holden.
Holden.
FJ Holdens, HD Holdens.
Which was your pick, mate?
I get the 2016 VF Commodore.
That's pretty tidy. Now, why? Why do you choose Holden? What was it? Was it a family hangover thing? Did you make
a
decision?
Were you forced into it?
Yeah.
My brothers are all Ford, so I went Holden.
Oh,
Maxie and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.